The holidays are a time of traditions. Many people return home to celebrate the holidays, as they always have. But what happens when you get married, or you move out of state, or you want to start new traditions? Juno DeMello is trying to figure this out. She wrote about it for Glamour.com in an article called "Sorry Parents, Why My Husband and I Are Celebrating Christmas Our Way This Year." Juno, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what made you decide it was time to do things your way this year?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was the first year that my husband and I hosted Christmas, and we'd done it my parents' way, we'd done it his parents' way, and we were kind of bringing both families together for the first time and trying to combine their traditions.
Traditions like what? What are some of the traditions you had to put together?
We had very sort of different ways of celebrating. So he is from Michigan, his father is British, and they do a very proper, formal, seated dinner with so much silverware and cloth napkins, and it's beautiful. And I'm from California. We have a very informal rolled tacos, throw out some baby carrots for the reindeer, casual way of celebrating. And so we were trying to combine those, and it was really a little stressful for me. So this year, for the first time, we're going to try to do our own thing while still making my in-laws feel welcome.
And how do you decide what your own thing is if it's the first time that you're doing your own
thing? Well, so we've been in Portland a couple of years now, and we have cut down a tree every year. So that is our thing, nothing we ever did growing up.
You cut down your own tree?
Yes. So we go to the Christmas tree farm with a little saw and walk around and kneel down and cut it down.
How very Clark Griswold of you.
Yeah.
But you've never gotten caught underneath a semi truck in your car while doing that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
What else do we do? We have our lights that we strung up for our wedding, which we use every year as our Christmas lights, even though they are very Charlie Brown Christmas. And we have gotten everyone to agree to give just one present a year, one present per person instead of five or six, which can feel like overload.
Well, which is something, by the way, I'm from a family of seven kids, and we have decided over the last many years, instead of buying something for each person, that we have kind of a secret Santa, and we just pick one, and we only have to focus on one, and then it's a better gift.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it can get, you don't want to spend all of December shopping online for 1,000 presents. It's nicer, I think, to just focus on one thing. We haven't gotten to Secret Santa level, but we're somewhere in between.
So does the fact that you're doing Christmas yourself and your way this year make it less stressful?
Ooh, well, we'll find out. I think it should. I think we're compromising. We are still doing a traditional roast turkey, which is important to my in-laws. And I want to, you know, I want to make them happy too. But we are also making a kale salad and roasting the Brussels sprouts instead of boiling them. And Christmas Eve, we're going to order pizza because I didn't want to cook twice. So I'm hoping that everyone feels like they got kind of just enough to feel like they are keeping with tradition while also sort of opening themselves up to what I hope will be our tradition someday.
Well, and just listening to you talk about it and write about it, it's clear that you've put a lot of thought into this, that this was something that was bothering you before and you feel like this is going to make things better.
I mean, I think at a certain point in your adult life, and I've talked to a lot of friends about this, you have to kind of set off on your own. And that doesn't mean you discard everything that you grew up with, but we're incorporating some of those elements and kind of also stepping out on our own.
Why do you think that a holiday that is supposed to be about joy is for so many people so stressful?
Oh, good question. I think you're doing a lot of things out of the ordinary and you're only doing them one time a year. So maybe you're cooking foods that you don't really know how to cook. And one day out of the year, you're attempting all these things. And there's a lot of pressure because there's a lot of people partaking in them and you want to impress them. And then the gifts, you know, you want to give a gift that really makes the person happy and multiply that by eight people, let's say, who you're giving to. It's a lot of pressure to, I don't know. It's a lot of pressure to deliver joy, which can kind of sap your own joy. So I think it's about finding a balance between wanting to make the people you love happy without driving yourself insane.
Do you think that decades from now, the next generation in your family is going to want to do it their way and you're going to be annoyed by that?
I've thought about that. You know, I like to think that my future self, if I go to my children's house, will go along with the program and do what they want to do. I'm sure I will grit my teeth through certain things, but I like to think that I will be open to their traditions, whatever they may be.
That's Juno DiMello, a freelance writer who wrote Sorry Parents, Why My Husband and I Are Celebrating Christmas Our Way this year on Glamour.com. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. Juno, thanks so much and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.